Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Palm Springs, California, with Mire Goye. She is the president of the Institute for Women of Aviation Worldwide. Mire, some fairly significant news for this young organization that you formed just a couple of years ago. Tell us about the nonprofit status and what that means.
Well, we just incorporated as a not-for-profit corporations in Canada, and all members are not going to be individual, but instead they're going to be businesses and organizations that are interested in promoting aviation to women and fostering a better integration of women in aviation, with the end result of actually growing the pilot population, since the female population has not been quite involved so far. We're sitting at less than 6% right now.
Okay, so who have you attracted as sort of initial signees to the nonprofit organization?
Well, as always, as we have in the past done, we are involving everybody, both at the actual membership level, but also in collaboration. So we continue to work with AOPA and COPA in Canada, as well as the 99s. We also work with partners such as Sennheiser Aviation and Aircraft Spruce, any other organizations such as these people.
Refresh us on what the goals of the organization are and how you go about promoting aviation to women.
Well, it's a twofold approach. We basically do outreach. We have done outreach already for 3 years through the Women of Aviation Worldwide Week, which is essentially a marketing week towards the female population at large. The way we create this marketing message is by encouraging pilots and everybody in the aviation industry to hold events or attractions for women at large during Women of Aviation Week, which is the March of 8th. The other part that we added by creating a not-for-profit is the education or integration side. Obviously, since 1970, women have been constituting approximately 11 to 13% of all student pilots, yet the numbers of a percentage of private pilots doesn't seem to be changing. Therefore, they are failing more than male are. And so we want to work on the integration level, which is through research and education. We're going to help flight schools and businesses better serve the female customer, which at the end of the day, it has been found that businesses that serve the female customer better actually make all customers happier. So we actually hope through this to improve customer service in aviation for everyone.
Women of Aviation Worldwide Week comes up in March. What do you have planned for that this coming year?
Well, this coming year, we're going to be celebrating 50 years of women in space, so that's going to be our theme. We already have an inventor contest that has been launched, which allows young women to create a project and maybe win a conversation with real astronauts. But in addition to that, we already have 7 events planned in the United States, some in Canada and some in France, and as well in Africa and Ghana. There is going to be an event that we already know of. In addition to that, we're going to have a challenge, which we call Paint the Airspace in Pink, that is going to engage everyone, since we're going to ask women that are pilots, women that are controllers, to actually report the flights that they control or they fly, in addition to all the first flights that are going to take place during that week. And we're going to try to have as many as possible report those flights so we can see the percentage of women involved already in aviation, which will be create a good message to the women at large to see that if they decide to become involved, they won't be alone. There's already a lot of women in aviation.
And how do people get in touch with the organization and become involved?
The easiest way to get involved is to visit our website, which is at womenofaviationweek.org. And to if you're going to create an event, request the event organizer handout, which will give you a good idea how to go about it and what's involved. And also, you can also check out all the various contests that are going to take place to see if you want to take part of any one of them.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Palm Springs, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.